And here's our regular segment on culture and arts on Rai Argentina to the world. The first piece of news is about a woman from our country, which is the first woman to ever win the Monte Leon Short Novel Prize. Her name is Fabiana Duarte, and she won the 8th Monte Leon Foundation Short Novel Prize for her work A los Trece, at 13. She became the first woman ever to receive this award. Duarte's novel competed with 178 other works, almost entirely from Spain and Latin American nations, which for the organizers confirmed the consolidation and prestige that the prize is achieving. This prize means a lot to me. Before this, I had doubts about calling myself a writer, but today I feel one, and I feel it was worth it. The work deals with the difficult life of a poor and uprooted neighborhood where a 13-year-old girl, Carolina, struggles to survive amid the rubble of an economically, morally, and socially ruined society. The prize, which is transforming into a classic of the Spanish language, is 6,000 euros and will be published by Editorial Eolas, Eolas Publishing House. The following story is about the heritage of Carlos Gardel, the tango legend. His myth shines brighter in Buenos Aires with a compilation of his personal belongings, thanks to an encounter between collector Walter Santoro and Nuria Fortuny, who created an international foundation named after the popular tango singer. The collection includes items such as brushes, a pearl necklace of Gardel's mother's, Gardel's mother, Doña Berta, pasta records, guitars, his hats, his tie, letters, contracts, and photographs are just some of the relics of the mythical artist that Santoro has been acquiring over the years. All of this story began when the collector, which is a great fan of Gardel, became outraged when 2 years ago discovered the state in which the singer's mausoleum in Recoleta Cemetery was. For this reason, he undertook a crusade, quote unquote, to restore the place. And in his work, he met Nuria Cortada de Fortuny, one of Gardel's last heirs, from whom he asked her authorization to resolve bureaucratic procedures. The idea of creating the Carlos Gardel International Foundation arose from this encounter, which has a legacy of more than 40,000 objects. Yes, 40,000 items which are linked to tango, 5,000 of them belonging to the Argentine singer, and which seeks to preserve, the foundation, the most emblematic style of music and dance of the Rio de la Plata region. Fortuny became one of the heirs of Gardel's legacy thanks to the friendship of her grandfather, Ramon de Fortuny, with Armando Delfino, who was the representative of Gardel. In order for Nuria to become an heiress, Gardel made a will in favor of her mother, Doña Berta, who in turn had tested in Delfino. The foundation became to be in just 8 months, but it does not have yet a physical place. Santoro assures that they are looking for a proper site for displaying all of these objects, and there are many countries interested in collaborating, such as France, which is where Gardel was born, and Spain also. And speaking of tango, Uruguay will display that musical style plus candombe and folklore as part of its introduction to UNESCO. Within the framework of a nomination to the executive board of UNESCO, the United Nations Cultural Organization based in Paris, Uruguay will bring to the French capital a sample of its traditional music with a show of tango, candombe, and folk. This will be performed by the Schools of Artistic Training of Sodre, which is the state-run cultural and educational institution of Uruguay. The idea is to put on display the cultural identity of Uruguay, which is why tango and candombe, which were both declared intangible cultural heritage of UNESCO, were chosen. Folk dances were also added to the list. The song tango emblem of the presentation will be next week with La Comparsita, that was written by Uruguay's Gerardo Hernán Matos Rodríguez. The Comparsita came to light in a student club in what was the Federation of Students of Uruguay in 1916. Even though it was penned by a Uruguayan, it was performed by the orchestra of an Argentine, Roberto Firpo. Now that we're talking about tango, let us listen to a little bit of it. Floreal Ruiz with Por la Vuelta, which is like toasting to be back.